Thank you. Our last PSR presentation is going to be on the grizzly bear, and Jeff Lewis, a wildlife biologist in the Diverse Division, will be presenting that.
That's some linkage there, yeah.
Good thing you're here to do that. Is this on? All right, good afternoon, Chair Carpenter, members of the Commission, Director Sussman. Again, my name is Jeff Lewis. I'm with the Wildlife Diversity Division, and I recently have had the good fortune of working on the periodic status review for the grizzly bear, and want to present information about that today. Grizzly bear is native to North America, and it's one of the largest terrestrial carnivores, along with the polar bear and brown bear. And they're, as you probably well know, omnivorous. Their habitat generally sees a wide variety of habitats, and they, as a large carnivore, they use a very large home range and area of land. Females can give birth to 1 to 3 cubs about every 3 years. They're not, and as such, they're not a highly reproductive species, and they can give birth into their 20s. They also can live up to about 30 years of age. The historical range of the grizzly bear included most of western U.S., but that range has contracted substantially in, since the 1800s, and a lot of that, most of that, was because of direct killing by humans. And so the population has declined to about 2%. The amount of occupied habitat has declined to about 2%. In the western U.S., grizzly bears are considered endangered, or under the ESA, they are threatened, federally threatened species since 1975. They're also endangered in the state of Washington since 1980. There are 6 recovery areas in western North America, 4 of which are currently occupied by grizzly bears. Those are the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem, GYE, Northern Continental Divide Ecosystem, the Cabinet Yak Ecosystem, the Selkirk Ecosystem. Those all 4 of those are occupied by grizzly bears. The Bitterroot Ecosystem and the North Cascades Ecosystem are not known to be occupied at this time. I also to point out the Selkirk portion of the Selkirk ecosystem occurs within Washington right here, and of course the North Cascades occurs in Washington as well. I lost my cursor. To focus in on the Selkirk Mountain Recovery Area, bears currently occupy that area. Recent survey detections have shown that also that females with cubs have been documented in this area since 2014, and a male was radio collared in 2016 in this area. The Fish and Wildlife Service determined that that population may be growing very slowly, but growing. There's also bear detections in and around that the Selkirk Recovery Area to the west, and not that far in the distant past. North Cascades is a little bit different story. There's been considerable survey effort. You can see the small gray diamonds throughout the North Cascades recovery zone, and those are areas where survey stations were set up in the North Cascades in the last 20 years, and no grizzly bears have been detected there within the North Cascades ecosystem. However, 5 bears have been detected since in the last 10 years, or last 15 years, in actually last 10 years, just north of the North Cascades ecosystem in British Columbia. There are a number of factors that have, we think, matter to grizzly bears, and in particular in the North Cascades ecosystem, is a historical extirpation. They were lost from this area, probably the same reasons they were lost from a number of other areas, from direct killing and of bears. But also that population was isolated from other areas where bears were could could potentially disperse into that part of Washington to occupy that. The human caused mortality is another major factor, because bears are very susceptible to being killed by humans, where humans and bears come into close contact. Roaded areas are one of the most important indications of places where bears can be threatened by humans. Areas with road densities that exceed 0.7 kilometers per square kilometer tend to be areas where bears don't do as well. Some of the conservation actions that we're involved with that are ongoing are surveys and monitoring of bear populations. Fish and Wildlife Service is important in this regard, too. Reducing the road densities and motorized vehicle access plans on National Forest and BLM lands are key action that's being undertaken. Evaluate those roads and close them to make those areas more grizzly friendly, and also to minimize food and refuse available to grizzlies, so that you're minimizing human grizzly conflicts and negative interactions, and helping people learn how to live with grizzly bears so that these conflicts don't occur. And there's also a federal analysis underway to consider recovery actions for grizzly bears that include a reintroduction into the North Cascades recovery zone. And there's also a group of interagency folks, the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, that evaluate factors that affect grizzly bears and actions that could be done to help recover grizzly bears. And they're an advisory committee that can provide valuable insight. Our recommendation, Given the status of the grizzly bear, is that it should remain classified as endangered in the state of Washington. And we've received 21 public comments, and 8 indicated support for the keeping the endangered status, 7 indicated opposition, and 8 were unsolicited comments indicated opposition to a reintroduction in the North Cascades. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Good. Anyone want to make a motion, or is there? Oh, I'm sorry. There is one. I stand corrected. Lorna Smith. You can. We've got her. She can sit there right by you if you'd like, in case there's some questions.
Hey. Hello again. Now I am wearing my Western Wildlife Outreach hat, Lorna Smith. My organization has been involved for many years, actually started out for the Grizzly Bear Outreach Project under Chris Morgan, been involved in both the North Cascades ecosystem recovery plans and the Selkirk. And I'm sure this commission is going to step up and do the right thing on this vote, but I want to urge you to go further. And that is the federal recovery plan for augmentation of the North Cascades grizzly bear population. I'm using that word augmentation because we really don't know that they're extirpated there, and there have been so many recent sightings across the border in BC. But I would like the commission to do something bold, and that is to go to the legislature and try to change that piece of legislation that was put into place years ago, saying that Washington State is not going to partner with the feds on grizzly bear recovery. It really has hamstrung the DFW's ability to be a good partner with the feds on this project, and probably others as well. When the federal government did their scoping comments prior to the draft EIS for the North Cascades, they got like 12,000 or 120,000 comments, a huge number of comments, and they were 90% in favor of recovery of grizzly bears in the North Cascades. So grizzly bears are popular. People want to see them back on the landscape, and I think DFW should be doing everything in its power to partner with the feds to see that that happens. Thank you.
Well, I guess I have a comment about that. Could you restate your last sentence? I just want to make sure I get it before I respond.
Last, yes. So I think you're aware that there is an RCW on the books that was passed. Someone probably has it in front of them that essentially tied the hands of DFW in participating as a full partner in grizzly bear recovery in Washington. I think it allowed them to do some things like continue with the research, et cetera, but they weren't supposed to be involved in moving bears. That's, I think, what the statement was. And so other people are doing it, you know. The federal government and the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, which my organization works under contract to them doing outreach and education, you know, are partnering to make this action happen. But because of that RCW, the state, again, isn't a full partner. In the EIS, they're listed as a cooperating agency or something, right? So I just think that needs to change. I think attitudes have changed. And so that's my recommendation. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, Commissioner Keogh has a question I may also have.
Thank you for your testimony and bringing this to our attention. I think most of us are aware of that statute. And so I guess my question is, of course, you know, I know the ask is for this commission to advocate for agency legislative piece package, including that request. But I guess my question is, are you aware of any other bills that have been introduced in the legislature, say, in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, seeking to do that, to remove that restriction?
I think they haven't been for some political reasons, but I think, you know, the political climate has changed, in my opinion, to the point where I think the legislature might be way more accepting of that sort of thing.
So I guess my point is that, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be from this agency. It could be just somebody could get a legislator to introduce a bill.
That is correct.
I guess you would say that it gives it a little bit more
force.
If it came from this agency.
Way more. Okay. I think if it comes from the people responsible for managing wildlife in Washington State, as a statement to the legislature, it carries a tremendous amount of weight.
Okay. You answered my question that time, too. Okay. Any other questions or comments, or do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. The reports are stamped draft. I'm not sure what... Do they become non-draft when we adopt them? This report has a couple of references to 2018, for example, the adoption of the requirement for bear identification. Mm-hmm. So with those changes, I will move to and there was another reference to something in 2018. So. Yeah, exactly. So I will move to maintain endangered status for grizzly bear as presented by department staff, but the draft needs to be updated.
Okay, do we have a second? Commissioner Graybill seconds. Any other further discussion? I'm looking to the right. Well, you asked me to do that. Okay. Hearing that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you all.